When you were learning and you had nobody to show you, did you learn from the notes or?
I got notes.
Oh, you got notes.
Yes, I got notes.
And where did you get?
And
from?
I bought the pipes to Rowson, and Rowson done them up for me. And he put in the bamboo cane rods that he put in for reeds.
Yes.
Throwing reeds.
Uh-huh.
And sure, you couldn't stay in the house with them. They were too loud.
They were so loud.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Knesset. That's the Knesset.
Yeah, they were too loud. They were too hard. Oh, you wouldn't get to see, you couldn't have them going at all. So he brought down a book. A book that he printed himself. Or edited himself.
Oh, the children.
There it is. Mm-hmm. There's the very book.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leo Rowson's tutor for the Illan Pipes.
That's it.
From Walton's Musical Instrument Galleries.
That's it.
1939.
Yeah.
But remember you were telling me that you used to copy out, who was it had O'Neill's book and you used to copy tunes out of it?
I had them out of O'Neill's book.
From someone else local?
The 1200 tunes out of the book. Big book.
Who was
they're numbered and all there, sir.
Yeah. Who was it used to own that book? Or
huh?
Who had that book?
Michael Gibney.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Gibney was given it home. I don't know what, something religious that he'd done, and this priest gave him this book for a present. And he had it. And there was lads that got it from Mike and brought it down to their house, and they used to be different. And what they used to do was, if there was a page with a tune on it that they wanted to learn, they'd pull out the page over it and go off out into the other part of the house or to learn it. You see, and it was all in bits when I got it, and I stuck it together.
And that was the O'Neill's book that had been ripped to pieces.
There any of the ones that's numbered there is out of O'Neill's.
Yeah.
I leave it out of O'Neill's too. Dunsby's hornpipe and the fairy's hornpipe.
Yeah.
There's Tim the Turncoat, one of McAlynn's favourite tunes.
What is this?
Tim the Turncoat.
And there's some then that was done there by other people there. They were written by other people. They copied them over.
It's a good wee hornpipe, that Tim the Turncoat. Do you know it, Ron, on the top?
No.
Oh, it's a good one.
How's it go there?
Maybe
she's shut down now.
Oh,
he'll be here for
another five. How long? When we'll have to
be leaving
soon, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, it's a long way to go.
I say we might be heading soon.
Yeah.
Ash, maybe. It's another time.
This other lady, now she lived up. See, she must have come when she got caught. She was ready and all.
She grew up in Mealy's old patched house.
Oh, place.
Really?
Mm.
When was that demolished? Do you know?
It would be. Like, she's about in her 50s now. Do you know, John?
Would it be?
When was
Amelia's? Some of them, the tunes that were wrote there with Johnny Bear now, and if you were to look over them or just follow the music in them, you'd find that they're all wrong, you see. Because he used to print it out of his own head.
See, you have a date on this, Psalm, the 1st of March, 1938. The very year I was born.
After George died,
she
got it all into the Land Commission and she got 100 acres in Beer Street.
Yeah.
I don't know which book there are there, the tunes that are.
The time of the Land Commission kind of came in, they sort of took Mealy's old house.
Yeah.
And gave, like, Violet got another place instead then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was after that.
There's a tune, I think, there in this called a Sailor's Horn.
She left around when she was a knight, but
a very good tune. There's three parts,
she's
I think.
She's about 50 something now.
Sailor's Horn,
yeah.
Sailor's Horn, by
Miss Jackson. Sometime in the last 30 years.
I don't know where it's in it, someplace.
There's a nice shop or somewhere else if you want to take.
Sure.